All right, I want to recognize the members of council. Will you please have quiet and get called a meeting to order? Okay. The Administrative Finance Committee meeting of November 12th. We're meeting at a new time at 4 o'clock at the request of council members who find this more convenient. We'll see how this works out for folks. I'm Councilman John Cartier, chairing the meeting, and Tara Finnegan is taking the minutes. Before we get in the agenda, I want to recognize members of council who have joined us at the committee today. Our Council President Hartley Nagel is here, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Carter, Councilman Street, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Smiley, Councilwoman Durham, Councilman Woods, Councilwoman Diller, and with that, we're going to move on to the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the 22nd of October?
Second.
There's a motion to approve as distributed. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Minutes are approved for the 22nd of October. Beginning on to the resolutions part of the agenda, Resolution 19-210, authorizing the county executive to reallocate the value of 80 acres of land from the sewer fund to the general fund for the purpose of constructing a southern regional park. Do we have somebody here from Public Works who could speak to this?
Sure. Good afternoon. Kendall Summers, Public Works. So this resolution is just to take a parcel that is currently identified as Water Farm 2 and to take that from out of sewer operation and turn it into a regional park. The parcel we're looking at is at 1275 Shellcross Lake Road. Right on Shellcross Lake, it is approximately a 102-acre parcel that, as we go through the development process, we will parcel out into 80 acres. The remainder will remain in sewer Water Farm property.
Thank you for that description. Do we have any questions or comments from members of council? Councilman Carter.
Just that obviously I strongly support this and that I would love to be a co-sponsor.
Done. We'll do that. Thank you. It's great to see that we are constructing a southern regional park and we're able to utilize, you know, a property that we already have in our inventory and repurpose it. Are there any other questions, comments from members of council, members of the public? Yes.
Yeah, Mark Wasser, County Auditor. How was the parcel actually valued?
We looked at what we paid for it when we acquired the property, so it's an even trade from the average dollar per acre.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. And this gives us a comfort level that when we outgrow Water Farm 1, that we will have enough land at Water Farm 2 to expand?
Yes. So we took the piece of the, I guess, parcel that only affected the smallest portion of Water Farm 2. It takes out one spray pivot. And by altering the property line, we'll be able to keep the second spray pivot that is on that property currently.
Thank you.
Good. My bad. Are there any other questions, comments from members of council concerning Resolution 19-210? All right, seeing none, we'll move along. Resolution 19-211, amend the FY 2020 capital program, appropriate $43,335 from the Register of Wills technology fee account to the Department of Public Works Security Capital Project. Councilman Sheldon or Councilman Woods?
Pretty self-explanatory. I don't know if there's anybody here from there. Yep. I'll let them speak on it.
Paul Fries, Public Works. The funds are, again, as Councilman Woods said, it's pretty simple. The funds are to install a video surveillance system in the Register of Wills suite. Currently, there are no security cameras in their space. The idea is to put 6 cameras in that area with, connected to our network video recording, and the system will be installed on the county network as well. So.
All right, are there any other questions, comments on Resolution 19-211? Anything from the public? Okay, seeing none, we're moving along. 19-212, authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for Family Promise of Northern Newcastle County, Inc., for a pass-through grant for Department of Community Services in the amount of $10,000. I know Marcus Henry's here. Did you want to speak to this, sir?
Marcus Henry, Community Services. Family Promise of Northern Newcastle County is a nonprofit that operates to prevent and end homelessness for families by engaging faith-based congregations, volunteers, and donors. An average of 80% of their families they serve transition from shelter to housing in less than 50 days. And that's compared to Delaware average of 48% of households securing housing in 100 days. This program prevents families who are experiencing homelessness from going to shelter system by helping them navigate personal resources for temporary housing, secure permanent housing of their own by providing security deposits, rental assistance, and utility arrears payments.
Thank you. And what is the source of the funding for that?
Pass through federal funds.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions, comments concerning Resolution 212 for members of council? All right. Any from the public? Moving along. Resolution 19-213, supporting an amendment to a security agreement with the Delaware Board of Trade Holdings Incorporated. And we have folks from legal and finance today here just to briefly revisit. We have an outstanding loan agreement with Delaware Board of Trade, which is securitized by a licensing software licensing, and there's a proposal to change the securitization of that loan, and that's what we're going to hear about today. So who would like to lead off?
Dave Greger, CFO.
Thank you.
That was actually a very succinct description of what the opportunity that we have. This is not having the loan paid off or anything like that, but it's giving us the opportunity to have a different form of collateral. The software license is something that is a bit intangible. It's something that the county doesn't have a lot of experience with in determining how we would actually use it if the DBOT loan was not paid off, and how we could actually get real money out of it. We were presented with an opportunity to replace that with Ideanomic shares. We can look at that. We can read reports about that. We we know that it's traded on the NASDAQ. We know what the value is, and we can track that. It doesn't remove all the risks from the arrangement that was that we inherited, but it does provide us with somewhat more security. So it seemed like a logical step given where we are right now.
Councilman Smiley.
Real quick, one point of clarification. As we sit here today, is it true that Delaware Board of Trade no longer utilizes that software in their operation?
My understanding is that they had to, when Ideanomics acquired DBOT, they had to come with a different platform, and that one trading platform replaced another. So we basically are looking at a different piece of software than from the original.
Pardon me?
Okay.
Hi, Rick Carroll, Council of DBOT. Yes, that's right. We are shifting software platforms. At this moment, we're using both platforms, but the goal would be in the next few weeks. We've completely removed the platform that the collateral is based on, but it remains subject to, it remains collateral whether or not we are using it until this amendment is adopted.
Right. Okay. So technically, within a couple of weeks, it would be a collateral to us, but no use to DBOT.
Yes.
So worthless.
Works for me.
Thank you. Are they really a company?
All right. Does any members of council have any further questions about that? I'd just like for point of clarification. So we're going to be all for Council President Nagel. Go ahead.
Yeah. Did we ever use it? And my understanding is we only had access to it. You only, for DBOT, only had access to it and was leasing it, correct? So you didn't actually own it, which means we wouldn't actually own it.
We had an exclusive license to that software. So it's if you think about it, for instance, if you own a license to use Microsoft Word, for instance, right? No, many people have that, but it's a non-exclusive license. We were the only people that were allowed to use that license, and in theory, we could sell it to, we could sell that license to other people. So if you were to keep it as collateral, you would be entitled to use that or sell it to a third party.
But we would never have owned it.
No, well, no, you would own a license, but not own the underlying software.
Okay.
And I don't mean to put too fine a point at that, because it's pretty much the same thing. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, just a point of further clarification, you're proposing to substitute the license with $3 million in common stock with Ideanomics?
Yes, so there's, so we've structured this in ways that really are going to benefit the county. What we would do, if this is approved in the next, and say the amendment is signed tomorrow, what we will do is we'll take the market value of Ideanomics stock at close of trading today. So let's just say that's $1.20 a share. We would then divide $3 million by the $1.20 and issue that many shares. So that would be, what are we looking at? 2 million, you know, 1.8 million shares, whatever that number is of shares. Those shares, you will hold on to them, and they'll basically exist on a site called Transfer Online, which works very similarly to, say, E-Trade or your Charles Schwab accounts. You'll be able to go online and say, Newcastle County owns these shares. That stock price will obviously go up and down over the course of the year. When the stock price goes up, at that point in time, you might have $3.5 million worth of stock. If the price goes down, you might have $2.5 million. In the event that come November 25th, 2020, DBOT or Ideanomics has not paid back the loan in full, you will be entitled to sell those shares for whatever their value is. Now, so say the value of the shares is $3.5 million. You would be able to make a $500,000 profit. The question that then is asked is, well, what happens if the share price has gone down? Ideanomics will, on November 25th, 2020, issue you so many additional shares to make up that number. So say if you're at 2.5 million, on that day you'll receive 500,000 more in share. So basically it sort of acts as a mechanism by which there's no way, short of Ideanomics going bankrupt, that you will not be able to sell those shares for at least $3 million. On November 25th, 2020.
Council President.
What is the current worth of the collateral stated as a license to access and use the Neutron software today?
That would be a very difficult number for me to come up with. I think the only, put it this way, we are in a, I think right now we pay Neutron, the people that provide that software, $10,000 a month. For a 10-year contract, so that's 100-120,000 a year over 10 years. But I think it'd be very difficult to value that in a meaningful way.
Would you say it's worth less now than it was when the contract was signed?
Yes, I would say that.
Significantly?
No, the software does what it always has done. I think one of our concerns with it is that the providers of the software haven't been adding features as quickly as we would have hoped, and so some of their competitors are creating packages that are competing with that more than they did 3 years ago.
Thank you.
Councilman Smiley.
Real quick, you don't want this, trust me.
Okay.
Just before we close the record on this, because every time we discuss DBOT, within a few days, there's either somebody on the radio, somebody in the press, somebody with a letter written in, putting something out that's not true. So let's put it on the record again. This council did not negotiate and had no input whatsoever in approving the county agreement with the Delaware Board of Trade and the issuance of a $3 million loan. So before anybody leaves the room today, I just want to have the right to call you a flat-out freaking liar if I hear it in the next few days or so. Again, thank you.
Are there
I
any
wish other?
We had video. We'll soon come.
Okay.
Are there any other questions, comments from members of council on Resolution 19-213? Anything from the public? Okay. Moving along. I'm surprised there's not a lot of more discussion on that.
Then let's move on.
All right. Moving along onto ordinances. Ordinance 19-099. Amend the grants budget appropriated anticipated federal funds of $16,848 $16,848,780,000 from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development to the Section 8 Housing Choice Vouchers 2020 grant, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. It's under Councilman Hollins and Councilwoman Diller's sponsorship. Did you want to?
Per title.
Per title. Wow. Okay. So that's the annual Section 8.
Every single year.
Yeah. Yes. Annual Section 8.
It's not new.
Appropriate.
John likes discussion.
Yes, sir. Marcus Henry.
I'm just happy to announce that we are also, again, a high performer by Helly. We're recognized as a high performer for the 19th straight year. So thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, good. All right. Councilman Street.
I'm going to reemphasize. I think it's necessary. We got homeless shelters all over the county, all over the state. Take a look. We got people homeless sleeping in parks all over the city, all over the county, all over the state. In the absence of that $16 million, we have more horrific problems than I think most of us could imagine. So I don't think that the department's ongoing ability, 19 years of success now, should be taken lightly, should be taken for granted. And I just want to express that accordingly.
Good points. Thank you for that. All right. Any other further discussion on 19-099? Seeing none, moving along. Ordinance 19-100, amend the FY 2020 capital budget, appropriate $43,335 from the Register of Wells Technology Fee Account to the Department of Public Works Security Capital Project. So this is the companion ordinance to the previous resolution that will actually appropriate the funds. Are there any questions about that? We should probably take that as a package tonight, do both at the same time. Any questions, comments on ordinance 19-0100? Okay, moving on. It's a very calm meeting, I'm surprised. So,
shake it up.
Under other, I'm very pleased to introduce to members of council my candidate for my new legislative aide. Dan Hagelberger was my aide, left to pursue a legal career, and we all applaud that when a person displays that professional ambition. So now I have my new candidate for this legislative aide position. Her name is Michelle Rossi Gilday. She's over there.
Hi.
Wave your hand, Michelle. So Michelle is a very accomplished person, has worked in public relations, has worked in social work, has worked with hospice, and also has completed a PhD in urban affairs. And her thesis topic was the Darley Green Project in Claymont. So Michelle has a lot of familiarity with the government, and she resides in the Claymont community. So did you want to say anything, Michelle, to the council members here?
I'm not used to working in the world of suits and ties as a social worker, so it's a little daunting, but I'm very glad to be here, and I'm very proud to be nominated by John, who I think is a wonderful councilman and has done amazing things for the district.
She's starting out really well. With
well, she read that exactly like you wrote it.
Dan knows what the word meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I answer any questions?
You'll do that on the phone.
That I can do.
Thank you. I'm glad I was able to hire a person of such quality and resides in the district. And Michelle and I went to high school together, so
yeah,
we're classmates coming back. So, all right. Thank you for that. We'll move along on their other. We want to take a motion. Go okay.
Motion
so I'm going to
second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? You're hired.
We got an opposition over here. Hold on.
I was just going to say.
Clerk of Council.
Oh, yes.
At a step two.
At a step two.
Okay, thank you.
January 22.
Do you want to make the motion, Smiley?
You just did.
You did.
Motion to hire Michelle Rossi Gilday at a grade 22, step two.
Second.
As a legislative aide for Councilman Cartier.
I would amend the other one.
Start date is.
For an undetermined amount of time.
Start date.
November 18th.
With a start date of November 18th.
That I don't know. Start date of November 18th.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? We got the formalities out of the way. Thank you. Okay, good. All right.
Extra one.
Moving along. Newcastle County Council grant. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Newcastle County grant request and community events. We begin with the West Side Neighborhood Coalition, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move for $2,500 for West Side.
$2,500 or $1,500?
No, that's right. Thank you, just save me a jig. $1,500 to support their annual Christmas giveaway.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, the grant for the West Side Neighborhood Coalition for their annual Christmas toy giveaway is approved. First District Neighborhood Planning Council, Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm joining the state representative and the state senator to provide funding for a redo of the island on Washington Street between 41st Street and Lee Boulevard. I make a motion for $2,500 for this effort.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Good. The grant for the island redo in Washington Street and 41st and Lee Boulevard is approved. That's good work there. Good. Chesapeake Meadow Maintenance Corporation, Councilman Carter.
Yes. This is a grant to help on the maintenance corporation that unexpectedly had a large sediment load fill in completely there. Four baits of a stormwater pond. It fell below the threshold for the county to help them. It was due to somebody who was doing some renovations on a couple of lots. They had a really big rainstorm, and it just did a lot of damage. And we are afraid if we make them wait until we cross the $10,000 threshold, it'd be much more expensive to fix it. So I told them I would split the cost to help them do it. So I make a motion to approve $1,390 to cost share with just be. Meadows Maintenance Corporation to fund the work on their four bay for their stormwater pond.
Second.
So a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, the grant is approved to the Chesapeake Meadow Maintenance Corporation. I think three or four of us on council have helped out our maintenance corporations when needed. Moving on, the Delaware Kids Fund. Councilman Woods.
Yeah, so we've been supporting this for quite some time, at least I have been. This is a great organization. They do coats for a lot of different individuals through the school system. Last year they did three schools. I think this year they're trying to do five schools. But they do a nice event, which I went to Friday night, that they do every year, and they raise a lot of money for these coats. And it's each coat's about $20, so. It's great. Some of the teachers that their students get that some of these coats are talk about kids coming to school on days like today when it's cold and they don't have coats on. So this is a great organization and what they do for the public. So
want to make a motion?
Motion for $2,000.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No voting.
The motion carries. Delaware Kids Fund is a grant is approved to support their annual coats campaign. The Wilmington JCs, Councilman Smiley and Councilman Street.
Yeah, this is the annual grant request. It comes to all the council. I usually don't move it, but Councilman Street sent an email, so before things got out of hand and turned into something, I decided to pick it up. I had Tara send the grant request out, and this is one that council over the years decided, and we actually put this in the budget under community events. It's just a matter of us allocating it on behalf of council. When we first started this years ago, it was to have a float. It was the fund to float. Basically, it helps fund the parade now, but there is a float available if council members want it. So that's motion for $2,500 to support the annual Christmas parade for the Wilmington JCs.
Second.
The motion is, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. All right. The grant is approved for $2,500 to the Wilmington JCs for their annual Christmas parade. That concludes our grant part of the agenda. And going back, anything under expense and revenue roundtable? Comments by the county executive branch?
Hello, yeah. Sue Moore, on the executive branch. I want to yield to CFO Gregor for an announcement.
I just wanted to let everyone on council know that I will be stepping down at the conclusion of calendar year. I think it's fair to say that the reason for this, they're personal reasons. Normally when people say that, sort of a pall, and they worry about health and things of that nature, but this is the actually the opposite. My family, my wife and I have been looking for years and years about having an opportunity to have a vacation house, summer house in the area where we grew up. We're not native Delawareans. I've been reminded of that a few times in my past. But we're from upstate New York, and we appreciate lakes and vineyards and things of that nature the way everyone here appreciates the beach. Our families are still up there, and we have an opportunity to actually kind of execute a dream. And once things sort of fell into place in the last few months, we decided it was time, at least time for me. And I'm going to go from green eye shade to white paintbrush because the whole house needs to be painted, and I've got my marching orders. So I appreciate deeply the faith and trust that you put in me. I hope I delivered and that we changed kind of the tenor of how we talk about finances in Newcastle County, because that was the one thing I really wanted to accomplish with you. Thank you.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, I just want to say I appreciate working with you, finance. Most of my time here, finance has been progressive. There was a little bump there recently, but not with you in it. But I appreciate that. And I definitely appreciate the cooperation with council in streamlining our budget process. And we look forward to continuing to streamline that in your absence. And council, I will be undergoing a name change in regard to the adoption offer from my future father from the court.
But to be fair, those improvements that you talked about for the budget had nothing to do with me. Ricky Ford is responsible for 100% of that.
I was asked to say that to see what you would do. It worked. Now, but we all know the director has the final say on what happens. I know your staff does a tremendous job because they have been there through all of the CFOs. And sometimes we've done well because of, sometimes we've done well in spite of, but we still always do well, and I appreciate that.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I just want to thank you for working for Newcastle County. The professionalism in your office is wonderful. I think we've gotten answers to every question that we've ever asked, very professional answers, and I certainly wish you the best, and I'm a little envious.
I'll just add to the kudos. David, I really appreciate you and your staff in the office. I think you advanced, financial transparency for the taxpayers and citizens of this county, and that's what doing the best work you can do in finance is all about. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I wish you a great time up there in New York. Any other comments, questions? All right. Thank you. Moving under other, anything under other? Councilman Carter.
I just wanted to let all council know I had applied to this about 9 or 10 months ago and just got appointed to the Energy and Environment Land Use Policy.
Oh, good for you.
For NACO.
Excellent.
So if you have any issues that you want to deal with, and dealing with a lot of stormwater issues, some groundwater issues, federal legislation, and some other stuff that I'm going through, if you want the list of the policies that they're considering working on, I'm happy to send that to anyone on council. Just let me know.
Great to see somebody take up and get involved in NACO, and hopefully you have a consistent presence there. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to mention, I know all the council members are aware, that Jim Boyle will be leaving, and I think that either personnel or executive, we need to start having that on our agendas going forward, sooner rather than later. It's probably 13 different ideas of how we should pick up the tasks that Boyle is performing, and hopefully seven of us can come together and agree on how we're going to take care of those tasks going forward. I just want it to be a very open process to include all of council. This is not city council where we have one person making those decisions. So as soon as we get this on an agenda, we can all come around and start having some discussions about it.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. We have, Tim and I, as personnel co-chairs, have had discussions with Nellie and Tara, and we are in the process of looking at the job descriptions, and as soon as we have something to bring to council, we will bring that, as it was the last time. It's a majority vote, and we will go from there. Once we know, we have basically four positions, of which we fill three, and Jim kind of believes he does two of those. So we're looking at where finances are, where communication is, where public policy is, and then the deputy clerk, and what everybody picks up, because we are in the process of getting a new system for finance, so we want to make sure that we have all of that integrated into the job description before we post for the job.
Yeah, I would just encourage the co-chairs to have more
Councilman
input
Hollins.
From council members before you get too far down the road. I know there's a lot of history for that position. I know that before, when we had not only the policy director, we had a director of finances and so forth. So I think that the more voices we have earlier, the better, as opposed to going too far down the road and presenting something to council and having to start all over again. So I think the more transparency there is, the more involvement and so forth, that it's going to be three positions or four positions, I would encourage you and Tim, or I would start having some meetings, which is unnecessary if this is an open process where there's more inclusion of which direction we're going in. I appreciate the work that you're doing, but I think it's going to be a better product if we have more people involved earlier rather than later.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
And our thought was that we needed something on paper, because it's always easier to start with something rather than 13 of us sitting here and saying, I want this, I want this, I want this. If we have job descriptions on paper, you can say, no, I don't like this, or I think you did this wrong, but I truly think that we need to have something that we all can work off of rather than the old job descriptions that are not going to really mean anything once some of the new systems come online.
Councilman Hollins.
Right, and that's what we were once before when we considered changing the job description. My point is that we all have different ideas about what's the most valuable thing that's been provided to council as a body. So I would hope that if you and the co-chair are working with toward this goal, that it's not going to take you another month before something is presented to council, and then other council members, the other 11 council members, feel that this is not a priority, it's not one position or two positions. So I just think that I want to encourage you and the co-chair, your co-chair, to, you know, to try to at least get something to council much sooner than later.
Thank you, and we hope to do that too. Again, we're in a hiring process right through the holidays. We tend to always be in that cycle.
Councilman Carter.
I just really wanted to strongly support some of the comments made by the councilman. When I first started here, I took a hard look at an old audit report of how we could maybe some things we might think about changing with the office, and some things I see some maybe some potential opportunities here, maybe not. And I think to get to really maximize opportunities that may be there. The more open and transparent we can be, I think the better it will serve all of council and all the citizens in Newcastle County. I think it's a great idea, and you know, to the extent that we can be as open as possible, and you know, a lot of those ideas will get thrown out, but I think we should get them on the table just to think really about what's best for both the council and for all the citizens in Newcastle County.
Councilor Smiley.
I'm not looking for a big debate or anything. I just want to say I appreciate what you're saying, but let's be clear. We keep hearing open and transparent. This council does nothing without 7 votes. We don't do anything in the back door. If you check our desk, they don't even have a center drawer to put bills in the discussion, and nothing is settled without 7 votes. 6 may not like the 7 votes, but it's not done without 7 votes. So, you know, this is the most open and transparent body of government in the United in Delaware that I'm aware of. And it's going, and we have increased that with our, if anything has become more open, it's been the finances with the posting online and the other. But as far as council's actions, hell, we will review our rule changes. You go to state legislature, they just change them. So we even vote that. So for those listening out there, you know, I understand it. I understand your comment. But bottom line is, we are open and transparent. May not like what comes out of the result, but you have an opportunity to discuss it and debate it and comment on it.
All right, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, and I want to move on because we got another important item on the agenda.
I would just say that if you have something that you would really like to see, to send it either to Tim or I, and Nellie, and we at this point are looking at old job descriptions, new job descriptions, and we've believed for a long time that this council needs to be a little more progressive, and our job descriptions need to be updated. Some of them are very, very old.
All right, thank you for that. We're going to move on, and we have an executive session on the agenda. I'd like to make a motion for an executive session to discuss legal litigation related to Newcastle County Ordinance Number 19-046 as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, we're going to go into executive session. You ready?
No.
During legal discussion regarding litigation related to Newcastle County Ordinance Number 19-046 as amended, no votes were taken. No decisions were made. Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, I make a motion that council authorize the county law department to move forward with the legal proposition that was proposed during the executive session.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed. There you go.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to public comment. Do I have a motion?
Motion adjourned.
Second.
Motion adjourned and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed. The Finance Administrative Finance Committee meeting for November 12th is adjourned. Thank you.